Going to read with us tonight. We're going to read some out of the book of St. John, 13th chapter. Going to start with the first verse. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith to him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him, therefore said he, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done unto you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen. But that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it come, that when it is come to pass, you may believe that I am he. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me. And he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit, and testified and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spake. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake. He then lying on Jesus' breast saith unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, That thou doest, do quickly. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this unto him. For some of them thought because Jesus had the bag that Jesus had said unto him, Buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come, so now I say to you, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. But this shall all men know that ye, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? Jesus answered him, Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Jesus answered him, Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter, 13th chapter of the book of St. John. A lot of different items in this chapter, a lot of different things that it covers tonight, and we know that. The Bible says here, and I've got just a thought, might be a little strange thought in one sense of the way, but nonetheless, it's what we have. In the very first verse, he says, Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. So we find here in this scripture and this chapter, as we well know, that you'll go on in the 12th chapter and the 11th, what have you, you'll find out that they is coming up to the feast of the Passover, and it's mentioned in one place. It says, With desire have I desired to eat this supper with you. Being the Last Supper, or the Lord's Supper, as we call it, the very first verse here, he said that he loved them to the end. He loved them to the end. In other words, he loved them all, the Bible says here, and there's all 12 present at this time. But he also knew that it was very nigh that he was about to be betrayed. And he knew who it was that was going to betray him. Now, I don't know tonight. I really don't. I want to talk just a little bit, God being my helper, about the man that betrayed the Lord. Judas. Judas Iscariot. Bible says that he was a thief, according to the scriptures. And it also says, that over in the book of Psalms you'll find, it said, let his days be few, and let another take his place. Also says, in that of the New Testament, Christ himself said, he said, it must be needs that woes or offense come. He said, but woe unto the man of whom the offense comes through. It were better for that man that he were never born than to, in other words, offend Christ. It was better. Better for him not to be born. He said in another place, he said, I've chose you 12. And he said, one of you is a devil. Exactly what he said. Brethren, the Bible teaches us that Judas, my friend, was a devil from the beginning. Preacher, I won't have that. Scripture says so. Scripture leads you to believe, my friend, that Christ knowed who it was that was going to betray him, yet he numbered him among the 12. Did he not? I have chosen you, and one of you is the devil. Brethren, he loved them until the end. You'll never find any greater love than what Jesus had for his disciples. All. Preacher, no way he could have loved him. He told him, this scripture is a lie if that's not the truth. This scripture, he said he loved him, having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Brethren, and the end for that of Christ in this world was about to come to pass. It was very nigh, right at the door. You'll find in the verse, I believe, in the first chapter of the book of Acts, my friend, that they took a man and they cast lots for two to take the place of Judas, my friend. And he quoted some of the scripture that was in that of the book of Psalms. I'll read it to you right quick. Won't take me but a second. There's things, my friend. There's things, believe it or not, my friend, that Judas was the money man, and the Bible says he was a thief, my friend, but he held the bag. Yes, he did. Says he, men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. It says, and he, listen, for he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. This is what Peter said, my friend, concerning that of Judas. Judas, I don't know whether you know this or not, but my friend, God loved Judas, my friend. He loved him. Listen, now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. Brethren, talking about the death that Judas, my friend, died because of that of which he, my friend, had done away with Christ or betrayed Christ. Yes, he did. He told him there in the 13th chapter of the book of St. John, he said, that thou doest, do it quickly. In other words, get on. Get up about it. My friend, the time was at hand. And when Judas had left the crowd, brethren, he began to speak to the 11. And he said, I'm going, and you cannot come, or you cannot follow me now. You cannot follow me now. My friend, the time was not for them all, but it was his time. And brethren, it was right at the door. Judas had sold the Lord out for 30 pieces of silver. Had he not? You go to Zechariah, the 11th chapter, I believe it is, and somewhere in the middle there, about the 12th, I think, maybe the 14th verse, my friend, and it said they counted out for him, brethren, 30 pieces of silver. That was the price that they put upon the Son of God. Brethren, they give that money to Judas, and Judas betrayed our Lord and Savior. There's not a lot of good scripture concerning Judas. Do you know that? There's not. There's not a lot of good scripture concerning Judas. That had been prophesied about him. Brethren, he is going to betray the Son of God. He took that money, my friend, when they had come to the garden. The Bible said that they had went out to the Mount of Olives. He had went out there to pray. And brethren, when he finished praying, thank God Judas fell on the scene. Did he not? Had all them with him that's going to take that of Christ? They had their swords and their staves, and they come after, and he said, what have you? You come out like coming out after a thief? He said, was not I with you? Right amongst you? He said, and you never even tried to lay hands on me. Bible says, when it had all been said and done, and Judas went and kissed. He kissed that of Christ himself, because that was the token that he was the one they was looking for, my friend. Christ was going to be betrayed. The disciples themselves didn't know who. Did they? One writer says, it's in the book of Mark or Luke 1. My friend, that it said that they sat at the supper table, and when he had spoke these words, he said, they begin to say, "Is it I? Is it I? Is it I?" In this scripture, John says that, listen, John knowed a little bit, my friend, about what went on. He said, "There's a man leaned upon his breast. He beckoned unto him, said, 'Ask him, who is it? Who is it's going to betray me?'" He said, "One of you shall betray me." Who is it? They had no clue. And he told them that day, he said, "When I dip the sop and whom I'm giving unto, it sops with me," said, "he it is. He it is." Brethren, they identified the man that was going to betray our Lord and our Savior. I want you to know, I don't know altogether. There's not a lot of good things to say about Judas. I wouldn't want to live in this world, my friend, would you? And not have, my friend, some good things to be said about us. You know what the Bible says? It said a good name is better than much riches. A good name. Just a good name. Brethren, Judas. Really wasn't nothing wrong with that name. That name been used for generations and generations. Come from the word Judah. Come from the tribe of Judah. Which come out of the loins, my friend, of Jacob. Was it not? One of the 12 patriarchs. Think about it tonight. I don't know. It'd be about like, my friend, I don't know anybody named Judas, do you? You might know somebody. I don't know. I don't know anybody named Judas. Be honest with you, I don't know that I've ever run across anybody in my lifetime by the name of Judas. About like Jezebel. Would it not be Judas? When you talk about Judas, brethren, in our day and time, we understand what that man done. Yes, we do. You might think there's a lot of people, my friend, that gets down to the nitty-gritty and they'll tell you, my friend, that Judas repented. He didn't repent. Preacher, he gave the money back. It didn't matter. Why did he go hang himself? Think about it. Brethren, couldn't get rid of the guilt. Couldn't get rid of it because it didn't fulfill the scripture, my friend. Bible. You say, "Preacher, why are you thinking about Judas?" I ain't got a clue in one sense of the way. But I'm going to tell you just a little bit. I can't get over the fact, my friend, of how Jesus loved Judas. He loved him. Not only that, he used him, my friend. Peter said he had part of this ministry. Part of this ministry. Now, I'm going to make this statement. You might not like it. But the truth of it is, my friend, that he used Judas and he said, "One of you is a devil." My friend, he had that part of the ministry. Not a good part. Was it? Not a good part. Why? Why did they choose another to put in his stead? As the scripture was written, my friend, in the days of David, during the book of Psalms, let his days be few, and let another take his place. There's going to be 12. There's going to be 12. He chose 12 disciples. But they were others, and the two that they cast lots for, the Bible teaches us that they was there from the beginning. They had seen and they had heard and they knowed all that went on. I believe that. That's what he said. And they cast lots. Did they not? I'm going to go just a little bit further. You can look up. Every one of the four Gospels talks a little bit about Judas. Not a lot. Not a lot. Sometimes his name was only mentioned that he was one of the disciples. But most of them, my friend, talk about when he betrayed him, or before he betrayed him, or while he was going to be betrayed. All four of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You can find it written somewhere. You can find it written in Matthew about three or four times. It talks about Judas. I believe there's some scripture, if I could find it, I ain't going to worry about it. Well, I am. I'm going to read it. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? Then he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Not very much, my friend, do you hear about Judas. But yet, Jesus loved him. Now, I don't know tonight. I really don't. I'm not calling anybody Judas. I'm not saying we've got Judas in the house. That ain't what I'm saying. What's really, really, my friend, has intrigued me, and I've known this forever, I guess, but I just ain't thought much about it, is that why he loved Judas the way that he loved the rest of them. He had opportunity, did he not? Did nobody actually make Judas do anything? It did say, the devil now having put in to the heart of Judas. I think about Judas about like I think about Pharaoh sometimes. people says that the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh. Well, he did, but after what Pharaoh had already hardened his heart. So it's got something to do with the heart. He said, and he chose the 12, and one of them was a devil, and he knowed him, thank God, from the beginning. Yes, he did. How many of you has heard the song? You may have heard it. You may have not heard it. How many of you has heard the song? Name of it is Judas. Judas. I can't be the only one who's heard that song. Joseph Hapadak. Hapadak, Habadak. Whatever you call him. And the first time I heard this song and I saw the title, Judas, I thought, well, that's going to be interesting. But it absolutely has caught my attention. It has. It's a wonderful song. It's a beautiful song. It'd do you good to go listen to it. It would. He's wrote some good songs. This is a good song. There's a lot in it. It might not appeal to you like it has appealed to me, but I've listened to it months on end. And the first time I heard it, I just thought, well, this is going to be interesting. Judas. The Thor boy's got a good song. He has got a good song. And he talks about in this song, he talks about the betraying, the thieving. And he calls him something else in a place or two of this song, but he talks about what he's talking about is that he loved a man, said that he washed his feet, served the wine, served the tables. Brethren, he was a master unto him. He said, surely he could love a heart like mine. Woo! 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 Glory! Hallelujah! It's enough to make you shout tonight. God's able to love even that one that betrayed him tonight. Yes, sir. He loved him. I didn't run across. I did. I got to looking. I'd hear that song, I'd get to looking, I'd get to reading. There ain't a whole lot of scripture, my friend. There ain't a whole lot of good scripture about Judas. Just ain't. But you won't find no greater. This is no different, folks, than that of me and you loving our enemy. Probably be the hardest thing you ever do. But I'll guarantee you it's probably the best thing you'll ever do. Is to love your enemy. I can't get over the fact of how much he loved him. Brethren, and he was right there with him for the most part. Part of them. He took part of everything they done. When he commissioned them out two by two, he was one of the two. Was he not? Sent them out. And after all that Judas had seen, brethren, he still betrayed the Son of God. But Jesus loved him.
He loved him. He said he loved him unto the end. Unto the end. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Not only is that wonderful, my friend, it's wonderful tonight that he had looked down on a little measly me tonight and thank God loved me for who I am. Not because who he wants me to be, but who I am. Think about it. Maybe you got something out of the message. I ain't trying to run nothing in the ground, but I couldn't get away from it. It's strange. Sometimes strange. Preacher, is it I? Is it I? We ain't here to pick out who's betraying who. That's not what we're here. Thank God we're here, my friend. It's wonderful that he just loves us. Huh? Just as the song says, when we ought to come, invitation, just as I am. That's exactly how God loves you tonight. Just as you are. And we're all different in some form or fashion. We probably see things differently. We probably look at things differently a lot of times. But the fact of it is, he loves us for who we are. For who we are. That ought to be enough to make you shout. It should. Just enough. Hopefully you got something out of the message. Because that's it. That's all I got. That's all I'm going to leave with you. No need me trying to add nothing to it.